Can you hear me making meowing sounds, or is Zoom's like
think Zoom.
is
Zoom
canceling it out
edits
with
it
the
out.
background noise canceling thing?
Yeah. It's can you hear me meowing?
No, not really.
Wow.
Oh, I heard that one. What if I get really
Wow.
close to the microphone?
I cannot hear it.
Okay, never mind then. That's just for a soak then.
That's ugh. Look what the robots have taken from us.
Hi, welcome to Journey of the Monkey King, a podcast where we read Journey to the West. I'm Quiva, I'm joined by my friend MJ.
Hello.
We're on chapter 67 of Journey to the West, and I was trying to meow at my cat, who is currently on my lap.
She's so good. She's so, we found that we have alienated our juvenile feline listeners because Zoom now edits out cat noises. This is tragic.
You can, yeah. I mean, it has definitely picked up her making noises in the recording before that I've only noticed when I was going back and editing them.
But it used to be a small joy, and we, God damn it, we need to take these joys where we find them.
I mean, I could
It used to be a small joy.
I didn't bother looking at settings. I can probably adjust the amounts of background noise cancellation, but also it's very handy
This.
to ha have that built into the recording because then I don't have to try and edit around background noise.
Yeah. Leave it where it is. But I'm just like, do you remember a time you'd be on a meeting? It was a boring meeting. All of these meetings are. Meetings should never be necessary. Nobody should talk to people ever about anything. But you'd be there. Someone's bullshitting about. The time recorded to build towards an asset can be coded as capital expenditure, and that's easier for audit purposes for some fucking reason. And you're praying for death, maybe fantasizing about how you would actually go through with it, or how you'd kill everyone on the meeting. And then all of a sudden you would hear a cat, and you go, meow. And you probably won't hear that I just meowed there,
No,
but
that
there was.
did come through that time at least.
Excellent, but in the middle of that torture, you would hear a cat and be reminded that yes, some things in this world are good, and Zoom, the robots in general, have taken that from us. And I think we should all. I can't call for bloodshed in a public medium, so let's all write some strongly worded letters. Real strongly worded, real pointed.
So the pilgrims are on the road once again.
There may or may not be a cat.
There is a monkey, there is a pig, there is a horse, there is a sand guy, and there is a Chinese monk. And it's the late spring. It's about a month after they left the Little Western Heaven, and they find a village that they ask for lodging in, and they are warned by the man they're staying with, whose name is Lee, that they're going to have a hard time following the road west from here. They are, shock horror, about to face an obstacle on their path.
Oh no, how unprecedented.
So about 30 li west of the village is a mountain called the Seven Extremes. And the only way through the Mountain of the Seven Extremes is the Pulpy Persimmon Alley.
Pulpy persimmon alley?
Persimmon is like the type of fruit.
Persimmon.
Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. Oh, persimmon, okay.
I've heard just persimmon or Sharon's fruit.
I never think to look up how to pronounce English words, even if I don't know how to pronounce them. I'm not sure I've ever seen it, or I'm not sure I've ever heard it said out loud before, actually.
I mispronounced misled as misled for a while because I'd only ever seen it written down when I was a wee one. But I'm sorry, pulpy was the thing I had more of an issue with.
What does the Emma Saying YouTube channel have to say on this? What does Emma think?
Emma.
Emma says persimmon, but I think Emma's also a bot.
Oh, and again, you cannot trust a robot. They'll take everything from you.
I'm gonna keep saying persimmons unless you strongly disagree with that.
I don't mind. I can be wrong. But again, my question was pulpy.
Yes,
P
pulpy.
L pulpy person?
So
Elephant?
the mountain and the alley are named for kind of the same reason. So the place is covered in persimmon trees, and according to the Yu Yang Zazu, which is a book that's been quoted, I'm sure that's not how you say it, actually. The persimmon tree has seven extreme characteristics. It's long-lasting, shady, without birds' nests, wormless, lovely leaves when frosted, hardy fruits, and large, luxuriant branches. So those are the seven extreme characteristics of the persimmon tree, hence the mountain of seven extremes. And the reason it's the pulpy Persimmon Alley is because every year the persimmons all ripen and then fall off the trees unharvested and uneaten, filling up the mountain path with just full of rotting fruit that leaves off
Ugh.
such a strong, awful smell and filth everywhere that what the locals actually call this pass most of the time is Slimy Shit Alley.
Ew. Okay. Blah.
And it's practically impassable. And I want to be clear, Slimy Shit Alley is the translation Anthony Yu uses. That's not me lightening up the tone like I do sometimes. That is what Anthony Yu gives the name of it as in his translation.
Well, I was gonna say that persimmons are also sometimes called Sharon fruit. So if you wanted to imagine like Shady Sharon, just being bitchy at the pilgrims, that might be fun. But I don't think you can recover from that image of just rivers of decomposing. Ah,
Yeah.
blah. You know when you leave an apple in the bottom of your bag and forget about it? It's just yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that but oh yeah, the mountain's also this path is also like 800 li long, it's like 400 kilometers long of that.
I'm going to ask the question, Quiva. Is this seems like an excellent time for Wukong to remember that he can fly.
Yeah, but
Is this.
He can't carry Tripitaka when he flies.
Son of a bitch. No.
Ignore the times he's like summoned gusts of winds and such to carry Tripitaka. Just pretend he can't do that. Because
You can't do that. Okay, so we're just trudging through the. I think I would have a less visceral reaction to a river of actual shit. This is yeah.
There is another problem in this village. 3 years ago, a monster suddenly appeared and started eating everything in sight. Cattle, chicken, geese, people, all just swallowed up, and it continues to frequently come back and terrorize the village. So now they've two problems. You can judge yourself which is worse.
I'm going for the monster. I'm sorry. I'd be throwing up the second. They drowned the monster in the horrible fruit river. Can they harvest the fruit before this becomes a problem?
I mean, apparently it's like a hundred, it's for like 400 kilometers long, so that's a lot of fruit.
Economies are built on less, you know?
So Wukong blames the locals for not just like pooling all their cash together to hire an exorcist to get rid of the monster. But Lee, the man who they're staying with, says that they have done that before. They've put a load of cash together. They hired a monk year before last to try and get rid of the monster, but he was killed. And the villagers are the real victims here because they had to pay him, and then they had to pay for his funeral, and they had to pay his disciple the money. But the disciple wasn't happy with what they gave him, and now he's threatening to sue the village. So really, the fact that this monk got killed is they're the victims.
Well, he got killed in the line of duty. Why are they paying for his funeral? I mean, I feel that being killed by a monster is an occupational hazard for an exorcist.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm very sorry to hear that.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. They don't go into the fine details. Maybe the disciple was like demanding full payment of what the killing the monster was meant to cost. I don't know. They also hired a Taoist last year, but he was killed too, and they had to pay for that funeral. So Wukong says he can deal with this, and they want to make him sign a contract saying that, okay, if Wukong kills the monster, he can ask for any amount of money he wants, just blank check. But if he dies, the village isn't liable, and they want that in writing.
I feel that's fair. I feel that's a smart way to go about it.
Wukong kind of laughs this off. He says, "I'm not that kind of person. I don't want any reward. I will just fight the monster for you. That's what I do."
My ego fuel is enough.
Yeah, he just wants to fight the monster. Baji is even
Yeah.
like, "Oh, whoever tells you, whoever like points you in the direction of a monster to fight is your best friend." But yeah, the village elder then like tries to offer them a load of land instead when he says he won't take money. He's like, "You can build a temple on the land as monks." And Wukong's like, "No, that's even worse. If I have land, we'll have to like raise animals, we'll have obligations, we'll have to do work, we'll have to get up early. That's way worse. Just give me some tea, just feed us some tea and some rice. That's the only payment we need."
Just let me kill the monster and tell me I'm a very good boy.
Yes,
That's
exactly.
all he wants. Maybe take some persimmon jam, persimmon pie, persimmon wine.
Some nice,
I'm sure there are other things. Pickled persimmon.
persimmon leather wallets.
Leather wallets?
I mean, fruit leather is a thing, isn't it?
Is it?
I thought it was.
I don't know. Let me text a vegan about it. I can Google. Google.
Google is a vegan, probably.
Google is, what have I said about, I'm very sensitive about the robots at the moment. I have a joke
Okay,
that I
actually
sometimes.
looking it up, I think fruit re leather is a thing, but it's not leather, it's a thing you eat. It's just like it has a kind of leathery texture, so people call it that. I had heard of it, I just like didn't I just assumed when I heard the phrase fruit leather, it was actually a type of leather. But it's apparently a thing you eat.
Yeah. Okay. Persimmon fruit leather.
Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, the villagers do ask him how such a small guy is going to deal with the monster. Wukong insists it's not a problem, and then speak of the devil as they're talking about the monster. It shows up in a huge gust of wind. It's like it's blowing so fast. The pilgrim, like Baji and Wu Jing, can't face it. They can't keep their eyes open. Baji digs a hole in the ground with his snout and buries his head. and Wu Jing has to cover his face. Wukong keeps his eyes open though, but all he can see of the monster is two, like, a shadow and like two lanterns hanging in the air, two bright lights hanging in the air, like it's its eyes, but they kind of shine, so they look like lanterns. Wukong approaches the monster and asks where it's from, but its only reply is to wave a lance around. It won't talk. So Wukong attacks it, and it parries his rod with its lance. And Wukong continues to keep attacking it, but it blocks all of his attacks, but it never counters at all. It just blocks.
Hmm. So it's planning to exhaust him to death?
I'm taking a break to pet the cat. I don't know. Maybe it just doesn't actually want to attack. So Baji decides to lend Wukong a hand, and together they drive the monster away, and it flees back in the direction of Slimy Shit Alley.
Ooh.
Hmm. The smell is almost overwhelming, but Wukong, Baji's put their hands over their nose and push on.
Oh no!
And as they chase down the monster, they see its true form, which is a huge red scaled python.
I think that's scary enough without doing all the theatrics.
There's a poem.
It for me to call for conservative use of a smoke machine, but you make him work for yourself.
Yeah, this is also a rare monster that this is not a monster that has attained like human form and human speech. This is just like a giant fucking snake. The lance was really its like fang, I think.
It's not just some guy.
There's a poem describing it which mentions it has claws, which Anthony used a footnote of like, yeah, I don't know why it says a python has claws. That's weird, but also it's called a python dragon sometimes. So maybe whatever the fuck that is has claws. I don't know. That's the gist of the footnote.
It doesn't have legs anyway, that much we know.
But it does have claws somehow. But yeah. The lance was its tongue, not its teeth. The lance was its tongue.
There's a lot of ick in this one.
So Baji tries to hit it with its rake, but it dives into a hole. But Baji does manage to grab the end of its tail before it makes it fully in. He grabs onto it and he holds it and he tries to pull it out, but he can't get it out anymore. But Wukong tells him to just let go into the hole. Because he reckons the hole it drove into is too narrow for it to possibly turn around in there. So there must be a rear entrance on the other side for it to come out. So he tells Baji to go find and block the other side, and Wukong will attack the snake from behind with the pole, and they'll block it in that way. So Baji goes off, and Wukong stabs his rod down into the hole, into the snake, and it darts out the other side, and it just fucking blows straight past Baji. It just knocks him down and keeps going. And Wukong finds him pounding the ground angrily with his rake in frustration about it. They chase after it again, and they find it coiled up on the ground. And when they approach it, it tries to swallow Baji. He runs away, but Wukong just dives straight into its mouth.
Take him down from the inside?
Yeah. Yep, classic Wukong plan. Baji thinks that Wukong is dead, but he just calls from inside the snake's like stomach that he's fine. And he jams the rod upwards into the snake's stomach to force it like into the shape of like a bowed bridge. And then he says he's like calling out to Baji while he's doing as he does this, and he like shoves the rod down then to like make it like a boat. And Baji's like, oh, you've made a boat, but there's no mast. So Wukong forces his rod up 70 feet through the snake's spine to make the mast. Presumably in terrible pain, it kind of shoots forward and tries to flee, and it makes it about 20 li before it finally drops dead. And then Baji, for good measure, chases after it and beats the dead snake for a while, again taking out his anger about it. It's a bit less fun when the monster is just in an animal form, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like that snake might have been here first, you know? It's doing what it's supposed to do. You know?
Yeah.
Guarding its persimmon shit alley.
I mean, the villagers say it just kind of showed up 3 years ago and they were here first, but, you know, maybe they're hiding something.
I guess there's no, like, monster... There's no monster SPCA that you could just call and go, yo, this is out of its native environment. What do I do? I don't know. Well, there's a cat. Yay.
There's a cat in my lap. So I'm occasionally just tilting my webcam so that MJ can see the cat sitting on my lap. She's curled up.
Yeah. Cute.
Yeah, so the locals are so thankful for them dealing with the monster that they all every family wants to kind of feast and congratulate them. So it takes nearly a week before they were just like able to fucking leave again. And when they finally get to go, this just brings them face to face with Slimy Shit Alley again. And it's overwhelming smell. Wukong volunteers Baji to turn into a giant shovel and shovel their way through, convincing him with the promise of like getting the villagers to promise to feed him more. And they're like, if you clean this out, we'll feed you for however long it takes for you to get through from one side to the other. Baji's like, I can't do any of the little fancy, elegant transformations that Wukong can do, but if you want me to be a blunt instrument, I can do that. He doesn't turn into a literal shovel, though. He turns into a giant hog, and he starts clearing the path with his head.
No.
Which is, yeah, probably the worst way to do it, but okay.
This is the only time I have or will ever feel sympathy for Baji.
And the villagers had promised to feed them while they were doing this, while they make their way across. And like the first day of doing this, Baji makes it like 100 li into the pass, and the villagers have to like travel all day and night to catch up with them to like give him some food to get him filled up to do the rest of it. But they do this, and they manage to feed him through digging with some fucking army level of logistical train through this mountain pass, get Baji fed enough to clear the entire way through the mountain. And they're free of Slimy Shit Alley. Slimy Shit Alley. And in the next chapter, we'll be going to the Scarlet Purple Kingdom.
The Scarlet Purple Kingdom.
Mm.
The Sky Blue Pink Kingdom?
Which is kind of close to the newest Pokemon. The most recent Pokemon games were called Scarlet and Violet.
Ah. This I did not know.
I don't really have a good reason to know. I haven't played a Pokemon game since like Silver, but which was a very, very long time ago. At this, well, it was like the second set of Pokemon games, and they're on what, like, God, it was the 10th generation of them or something now. I don't know. There's a lot of them.
Never liked Pokemon. You can come for me. You know where I live on social media, people. You can fucking come for me.
I liked them when I was like a small child, but like I still play a lot of computer games, but definitely not the kind of game I would play now. Just like far too much repetitive, doing the same kind of repetitive battles over and over again, drive me mad.
Keep your tiny monsters in their spherical cages.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about was it Pokemon Arceus? Legends, Pokemon Legends Arceus, whichever way around that title was, because it seemed that they de-emphasized doing constant battles a lot, and you could kind of interact with them in different ways within the world without having to like go into separate battle screens and it was still kind of turn-based, but you could just kind of run around and run away from things if you wanted to smoothly without doing menus and stuff. It looked interesting anyway. I still haven't played it, but it was like the first time in I don't know, fucking 20 years that a Pokemon game had me curious about it. No, that was terrible. You probably couldn't hear it anyway because of the noise cancelling thing again, but audio settings. Apparently you can't even turn off suppressed background noise. You can just turn it on low, medium, or high. I'll put it to low.
Just isolate yourself. Isolate yourself and you're meeting away from cat kind. Refuse people the joy. Oh, I can hear it now. It's real high pitch. Now you all know what Quiva meowing sounds like.
Now that's enough fucking up my throat for the evening, I think.
Well, night is young.
I should fucking do that with my speech therapist and just see what her professional opinion of it is.
Is this a feminine meow?
I'm just curious.
Full throated masculine meow.
I'm just curious if she would think it was like unusual or like particularly anything or not. I don't know. As her professional opinion on my ability to meow.
Well, for an update on that, you can join us next time on Journey of the Monkey King, where we rail at Zoom meow and sometimes talk about a book or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get caught in slimy shit alley.
I have to make dinner now, Quiva.
I mean, just keep thinking about slimy shit alley and you won't have to eat because your appetite will be gone.
I think eat things. People should eat.
Don't follow that advice. That's called an eating disorder.
Jesus, you sound just like my mother.
Bye.